Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? Well, business is about understanding your business. It's about knowledge. It's about implementation. It's about hiring the right people. But you know, when it comes down to it, it's about the CEO, president, or business owner. You've heard me say this a million times. It's about the will, the drive, and the determination. But you know, one thing that we don't take into account many times with business is very emotional. We have a victory. We sign the contract. It's an exciting contract. We're going to enjoy the work. It's profitable. And we are just so overjoyed. And then we have the opposite. We don't get the contract. We're disappointed. We're devastated. We thought we just had it. They were going to do business with us. It was going to make our year, and it doesn't happen. Well, how do we think about both of those things? But we have to actually think about them both in the same way. We have to enjoy the victory, and we have to absolutely say to ourselves, this is really great. You know, I am on top of my game. And we have to then turn around and go, so now what? Now what do I do? Where do I get my next victory? Where do I get my next sale? Where do I get my next opportunity to serve a customer or client to make a profit? We can't just sit on our victories. We have to absolutely move forward. We get to enjoy them for a short period of time, and we get right back in the game. The same thing applies that when we have a loss. We lose a customer. We lose a contract. We lose an employee. We can certainly, I guess a good word would be grieve that loss. We should have had that contract. I don't understand why we didn't get it. I don't understand why one of my key people would have quit. And then what we have to do is we have to start getting strategic. We have to say, okay, I didn't get that one, but I'm going to go find another one right now. I have to change my attitude right now. I have to get back in the winning attitude right now. So whether you're winning, which is preferable, or whether you're losing, you can only experience those emotions for a short period of time, and you have to get right back on track again. And, of course, we always want to have a winning attitude. We want to have an attitude that we don't understand why someone wouldn't want to do business with us. And if they're not doing business with us, we have to actually analyze and think about what could we have done better the next time. If we lose the contract, don't be down in the dumps. Don't put out the feeling, don't put out the vibration that all is lost, because all of the people around you, your employees, your vendors, your current customers will feel that something's wrong and they won't want to do business with you. And then we will have a real tragedy. So, emotions are a good thing, but business is very emotional. We must contain that emotion and we must package it. We must channel it in the right way, because there are 365 days in a year. Unless it's a leap year. And then we have to turn around and we have to say, how can we make every single one of those days successful? If it's a good day, we're happy, but we've got to have a good day the next day. If it's a bad day and it's a challenging day, when we show up the next day, we have to be right on the winning streak again, and we have to make sure that we're making that day valuable. If we take care of the day and we have a good attitude and we don't let anything stop us, and we work hard, and we work smart, and we understand our business, our employees, and the direction that we're going, and we have a plan, every single business day will be important, and it will build the year. And at the end of the year, you won't need to ask whether you made a profit or not, because you took care of the day. This is Howard Lewinter. Let's always have a good attitude, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.